The self-doubt tool. This tool was the first to emerge when I started playing around with introspection. It's the foundation. It's your awareness. Self-doubt is not my enemy. It's a signal. It calls out to be reframed, shining a light on emotions that create mental friction. Anger, anxiety, sadness, grief, and vulnerability are beacons. So you have to ask yourself, where is this doubt coming from? What's the catalyst for this discomfort? What is the hidden lesson? What I found most interesting is that self-doubt is a natural part of the ebb and flow process. Just as valleys are necessary to form mountains, discomfort is necessary for growth. It's like muscle soreness after a hard workout. It's evidence that your mind is stretching and calibrating to new concepts or challenges. It's not failure. The recoil after a breakthrough, this mental soreness, can be very unpleasant, you know, and sometimes it outright sucks. I have to constantly remind myself when I'm in the thick of it, you know, this is temporary. Day-to-day habits help ease my mind during these moments. For me, video games are more than just a pastime. They're a source of stability, fun, relaxation, and connection with my best friends. Denying this simple outlet creates unnecessary tension, and my mind throws a tantrum if I deny it. So I lean into the discomfort. I embrace the suck of self-doubt because it's evidence of your transformation, and you have to trust that the soreness is doing its work and your mind will strengthen over time.